The TV One original movie Media premieres this Saturday at 8, 7 Central. This film is a riveting story about a wealthy family battling the competitive challenges of keeping their status and position in the communications industry.
Look at all of you beautiful people who've come here this afternoon to help celebrate the 25-year anniversary of Jump Weekly Magazine. We've had some challenges, but with the help of my four wonderful children, we have persevered.
We are being plotted against.
We're always being plotted against. You just haven't been around to see it.
When you're a family like ours, people come after you, and those people must be dealt with.
Is this the story of Kathy Hughes and Alfred Liggins?
Not hardly. Listen, when I Kathy Hughes story, it's going to be called the Kathy Hughes story. All right, this is about our industry. This is about print and electronic media and the impact. You know, ultimately, we got a green light for the series, Tom. I'm so excited. And as the series develops, I'm going to tell real stories that, you know, you and I both have experienced in this incredible world of black radio. And I'm going to expand that into print so that, you know, we can pull in all of the stories of the, you know, reason that we ain't still sharecroppers is because of black-owned media, you know.
Well, I can relate to this. I can relate to the storylines in this movie. The head of the head of the media empire, it could be you. I guess Pooch Hall could be Alfred, huh?
No. No, like I said, you know, totally far removed from me and Alfred. Totally far removed. It really is about the industry. It's the story of so many things that have happened. You know, one of the episodes will deal with the Janet Cook Pulitzer Prize scandal that happened, you know, with a black editor and a black reporter at the Washington Post. And we're definitely, I can't wait to, you know, cover social issues in the series.
That'll happen when the movie turns into a TV series, huh?
Yep, absolutely. The movie was just to be a movie. Okay, right. It started 8 years ago. The script is 8 years old.
8 years ago?
8 years ago, that's when the script got written. It was an idea I had, and I love New York Undercover. And so we sought out Kevin, who wrote and created New York Undercover, which I thought was the best blend of drama and music I had ever seen on television, Kevin Arkady. And 8 years ago, we did our first script. We hired some of the same people that you're now seeing starring in series, some of the same directors. We approached them with the script, and we weren't able to move expeditiously enough. And the next thing I knew, I looked around and...
And there was Empire.
And power.
And power.
All of, right, okay. Yeah. Okay. But you know what? It's what, you know, you and I've talked about before. There are no new ideas. So it's who's ever first to the finish line. It's who gets it on the air first. And quite frankly,
Not necessarily who does it first, but who does it best.
Because
a lot of people do things first, but then somebody else comes along and does it better, and that's who you say is the creative or whatever thought that was.
Yep, you're absolutely correct. So I'm nervous. I'm as nervous.
Don't be nervous. You've got a hit on your hands.
Oh, it's a hit.
It really is a hit. Yeah,
it's a hit. I watched it, and thank you for sending it to me. It's a hit. It's a hit.
Oh, congratulations. Thank you, Tom. Thank you so much. The cast, are they fabulous or what?
Now, did you have a role in the casting?
I have to honestly say no. Two sisters, Sheila Duxworth and Twinkie Bird, who works for Richard Lawson, and Tina Knowles were the two sisters responsible. We all called in favors because everybody, you know, at one time, Tom, you could get any black actor you wanted, but now everybody's into black content, and so everybody's working, thank God. I love that part of the, you know, I love the fact that black actors and actresses are getting, you know, gainfully employed. I just hope it, you know, stays. But so we had to call in favors, and it was God intervened because that cast has literally gelled as if they really were blood relations, and it's like eight key roles in this series.
Yeah, it's a big cast.
It's a real
I'm glad you cast the DJ as light skinned and good looking like Vanessa Mitchell.
Well, that's the Tom Joyner role.
I hope I didn't end up like that, Miss Hughes.
But Tom, seriously, please, you need to really take it. Take a look at him. This guy, he was never on script. I didn't find this out until we were in editing. Vanessa never once went to the script. And Kevin, who's such a brilliant writer, and Craig Ross Jr., who was our director, knew how brilliant he was. He became a disc jockey. He really went into that role. Vanessa is bad. I didn't realize that he had never been on air as a disc jockey before.
He's been on the air a lot on radio shows like mine. So, I mean it's just a...
And he plays a disc jockey role on and off the air.
I did not realize that. I did not know Finesse. Okay, I was amazed at him.
Oh, yeah. All right.
He's a very talented
media
comedian.
Media premieres this Saturday at 8, 7 Central on TV1.